honoring the Constitution of the United States.
Republicans accusing Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats of being impeachment obsessed.
Only in Washington does anybody think it's okay for our armed forces to go unfunded and a major trade deal to go unpassed.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Pelosi saying there are more than 270 bipartisan bills on McConnell's desk, and two documentary film groups suing the Trump administration over new rules requiring nearly all U.S. visitors disclose social media user information from the last 5 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend is still intact. That's good news. But weather changes are on the way. Today, a good bit of sunshine, warmer, high 67. Tonight, partly cloudy. I think we stay dry overnight, low 44. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. Temperatures in the low 60s for a high. Also, low 60s on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe an isolated shower on Saturday, but some spotty showers could pop up on Sunday as well. Better rain chances holding off till Monday night into Tuesday as the next important front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Four people shot, two of them are dead after a late-night shooting in Montgomery. This happened just before 10 o'clock last night in the 500 block of Eastdale Road South. Police tell us the shooting may have been drug-related. The search for the next Selma police chief is now down to three candidates. Selma Police Lieutenant Kenta Fulford, former Butler County Sheriff Kenny Hardin, and Dr. Stephanie Stewart with the Department of Pardons and Paroles. The city council should select a new chief by the end of the month. And a pedestrian was hit and killed on Interstate 85 near Shorter Wednesday morning. State troopers say 82-year-old Calvin Eddins of Greenville was walking on the interstate when he was hit. Troopers tell us the driver did not stop after that crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Down, and mess me around.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, folks. Final hour of News and Views. We're on a very happy, happy Thursday. And look who it is. I'm Joey Clark, and Jack Campbell is sitting right across the desk from me.
Yeah, I'm trying to adjust my bra strap.
Man, you're scratching yourself.
I know my shoulder itches, but anyway. Welcome to News and Views. And welcome, Joy.
Yeah, welcome.
You and Dan had a discussion yesterday, and I kind of wanted to weigh...
Am I butting in? No.
I wanted to kind of weigh in, and it was basically that the presidential candidates on the Democrat side are not discussing impeachment.
Right.
Maybe it's because they are going to end up being jurors, but you know what I think it is? I think out on, and the House, the members of the House have not learned this because they hadn't started campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys have been campaigning, and that, they're hearing from the voters out there, hey, this is not going to end well if you do it. And I think they're scared. I really do.
I think they're scared. I think that they also realize how bad the politics looks. I brought it up, I believe, like at 10 o'clock something mm-hmm. yesterday on this program, and the source was NBC News. And they had collected all these quotes from, like, Bernie Sanders. He's like, I don't want us consumed by politics. I don't want us consumed by Trump. I don't want the Donald Trump. He's, of course, a corrupt liar. He should be impeached, but we shouldn't be caught up on that. I think they all realize that it's toxic politically, and this is not going to end well.
Well, I think if they were to go out there on the trail and discuss it, it might fire up their little base, but none of them have. I mean, Kamala Harris or Kamala, however the hell you say her name, she's gone, and they're going to start fading by the wayside, I think.
Who do you think is next to drop out? Is the witch still in there, Marianne Williamson? She might as well.
Well, and is Cory Booker in?
He's still in there, yeah.
He may just ride it out. He'll just maybe... Well, I think Kamala Harris, whatever, did the right thing because she was running out of money.
Yeah, you just can't...
That indebtedness in a campaign is pretty awful.
I think Booker's running for VP, the VP slot. And I think he could have had a better campaign if he had come out and shown, as much as I've knocked Cory Booker, and I don't like how he presents himself, I think that's lacking. But I think if he had come out of the gate talking about how he did school choice programs as mayor in Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. if he had come out and talked about how he'd worked with Republicans and gotten things done in the Senate, like the First Step Act that President Trump signed, worked with Rand Paul and folks like that, I think Cory could have had that moderate lane and could have competed with Joe Biden, these sorts of things. But all of them have sort of, with the exception of Biden to a degree, though he's fallen into the same trap, they've all fallen for go hard left. That used to be the logic, and it still, I guess, remains. But we have in this day and age, you know, cameras, recording devices.
Absolutely.
We remember what you guys say. Especially the President of the United States, Trump, remembers what you say, and he's not going to let you live it down.
And you have a totally different strategy of winning the primary than you do running in the general election. And I remember when Bush was running, George W. Bush was running in 2000 against Al Gore and John Edwards. Carl Rove is one of the best, and I know Carl. I've spent time with him. I consider him a friend. We've had a lot of laughs together. But I think, and Rove knows polls and trends and all that, he's great at the primary. Because he knows exactly what to say to turn out the primary voter. And then Karen Hughes, who was the first communications director for Bush, she'd worked for him as governor when he was governor of Texas. She knew him like the back of her hand, and Rove did too. But she was great for the general election because she kind of tempered the message a little bit. You know, when you're in a primary, you go hard right if you're Republican, mm-hmm. you go hard left if you're a Democrat. That doesn't work in a general. You have to come more to the center. And Karen Hughes could get Bush to do that. And it was really, I love their strategy. I thought they ran a great campaign back then.
Did Trump play that, go by that playbook? I don't think he did, though. you know, you go hard right, then you ease up. I mean, this is just general knowledge, but I almost feel like Trump's pretty much, so much of his campaign was based on his charisma, his personality.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, policy, too. But he didn't lighten up on immigration, let's say.
No, and he didn't lighten up on Hillary Clinton either.
Right.
Now, if it had been somebody else, he might have made some snide comments, but I really do truly think those two people hate each other, and for good reason.
Yes.
Well, he knows she's a crook. I mean, and we all know she's a crook, too. And how they've gotten away with that, what they've gotten away with, is just beyond me.
It is amazing. But maybe I think the Democrats have made a huge mistake, Jack. I think when this goes to a trial in the Senate, if in fact they have this impeachment vote before Christmas, good luck with that, Democrats.
Well, I've got a feeling I'll tell you who's not going to vote. I bet Joe Manchin won't vote for it.
Oh, right. Hey, let's start. We should invite Doug Jones on the program.
Sure.
Doug,
I told somebody over Thanksgiving to get me somebody in his campaign.
Yeah, I would
number.
Love to talk to Doug. In particular on stuff like this. Like, you know the people of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think the people of Alabama want you to vote for impeachment to remove this president?
Then again, he has to have the Democrat base to win.
True. True.
And now that qualifying's over, he doesn't have to worry about drawing a Democrat opponent. Somebody's ticked off, you know, with him. If Doug wants to continue serving, he's going to have to, and he's danced around this these couple of free years that he's got. I think he's kind of holding his cards close to his vest. But if he gets elected, it's going to be all out liberalism. Because he probably knows I got 1 6-year term, and that's it.
But if somebody's out there listening, we'd love to have Senator Doug Jones on.
Yeah.
We'll be nice. I mean, we'll ask tough questions, and we're going to disagree. I know we're going to disagree, but we'll be nice.
Yeah,
it's better to have a conversation.
I knew Doug in college, and we had him on The Voice of Alabama Politics, the TV show I do on Sundays.
Yeah.
We had him on, and for some reason, Bill Britt told me, I want you to sit on the panel and ask him questions. And I said, okay, Doug. I said, you know, you've won the nomination. I said, do you consider yourself a traditional progressive liberal yellow dog Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a blue dog? And he wouldn't. I don't like labels. He would not commit to an. He wouldn't commit to an answer. You know, and I was kind of winking at him because I knew he wouldn't.
See, some people don't like labels because when you have labels, you know where to put it on the shelf,
right?
And how to use it,
right?
Actually, it's probably a good thing.
He's a decent guy.
Labels.
He married a girl I went to Lanier with. She's from Montgomery, but you know, Doug is an honest guy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like I say, he's not been crazy out there like some of these Democrats.
I just think this impeachment vote will be an issue in the campaign, let's just say, going forward, especially if he votes.
Do you think there are any Republicans who are going to flake off? Because
possibly Mittens.
Well, yeah.
CLB, as I call him, Mitt Romney.
What about a woman from Alaska, Murkowski?
She might, and Susan Collins from Maine.
I think Susan Collins saw through this Democrat thing during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yes.
And she made one of the best speeches of anybody.
Yes.
That was why she was going to vote to confirm him. I think she'll surprise you.
Yeah. We'll see.
But I think you're right about Mitt Romney. You know.
Romney. Last I saw a CLB Mitt Romney. As when he was in, actually, Trump invited him to the cabinet room, and everybody's arguing about.
Does that B stand for a fatherless child?
Yes.
Okay, I figured.
Creepy little B.
Yeah.
That's what I like to refer to as Mitt Romney. I'm sure he's a great man with great character and a great family, but he just comes across as a CLB to me. Makes sense to me. Does it to you? I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Let's go to the phones. Tom Baudette is on the line.
Tom!
Hey, how are you guys? Glad you made it to work, Jack.
Thanks. You know me. I had to take care of something at home.
He's
anyway.
Fashionable.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything I can help you with, I think my wife might not be around much longer. I might be able to get some free time to give you a hand.
It's
neither here nor there.
Is your wife sick, or is it something else?
No. She's just, her health is failing her.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you get that age. You get that age. I was hoping to show her a few things, but it doesn't look like it's going to work out that way.
Well, you have a great attitude, Tom, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, that's all you got. I wanted to mention something, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
This woman that was, I can't remember her name, the woman that was testified yesterday at the house.
Carlin, Professor Carlin?
Yeah, I think there would be a good ad on the, if the Republicans ran the ad of the way that she was ranting and raving in there, and then saying the fact that she was on the short list for the Democrats to go to the Supreme Court. For the things that that woman said, I don't mind her opinion, but you could tell that she was so enthusiastic about the thought of getting rid of our president that she put that ahead of logic. And that would be a good commercial, I would think.
Yeah, Tom, I really feel like the Democrats made a huge, just practical politicking error, where what they needed in that hearing room was a Republican who had always been a Republican, maybe even somebody who voted for Trump, who then supported impeachment. That's what they needed. Instead, they got three wild-eyed activists who happened to be legal scholars. The idea that that one guy said that when Trump tweeted, "Obama tapped my phones," which we'll see coming up in the Horowitz report, he said that Trump should have been impeached for that tweet. That's the guy y'all are going to bring in? That's just not serious.
I mean,
and they want to impeach the president. They want to impeach him for what those three people had to say? Yeah. I'd rather listen. I don't know who the hell I'd rather listen to than that. You know, and I can tell that you guys probably feel the same way. At first, it scared me the way they were talking because I thought, man, they're going to get rid of my president. But then I started to realize that it was just the hatred that they carry within them that would cause them to do that.
Well, I think you're right. Because I'm relatively certain that the Senate won't act, they're just going to say this thing's dead on arrival. You know, Lindsey Graham has said that. Someone else in the Senate a couple of weeks ago said the same thing.
Well, and I think they're going to do more than just kind of wave their hand going, I do declare this a bunch of nonsense. Well, thank you, Mitch McConnell. Now, I think the senators, a lot of members of the Senate just met with the White House attorney Cipollone. And according to Senator Mike Lee, he said if it started tomorrow, the trial, Cipollone's already ready and he's going to win. I think White House wants this argument.
I can tell you right now, Mulvaney got criticized for what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He got criticized for what he said. But every word that came out of the man's mouth was true. Because I've been there. I have been in the embassies. I've met the ambassadors. I know what it is all about. It's about the dollars. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, pal. It's about the bucks. That's what makes the world go round. And negotiations is a whole lot different than bribery. If you negotiate with a country, then you ask for give and take on both sides. If you bribe somebody, you go in there and you say, you do this or else. That's never happened in the history of President Trump, as far as I know. But I can't speak for some of these other people we've had in there.
Well, I think you've made some good points. And, you know, and like I said, Trump didn't have the knowledge of who to hire when he first got in up there. So I think he made some mistakes because he was relying on insiders who knew the system to help him put a staff together. And they weren't campaign people that ended up getting jobs like a lot of administrations. I mean, he tried to hire, you know, some insiders who he thought agreed with him, but guess what? They weren't loyal to him. And that's why he's had a little rough road up there, partly. But, you know, these Democrats never for one minute intended to work with him.
No,
right,
I agree.
Right out of the gate, it was, we got to figure a way to get this guy out of there. And I think y'all played yesterday, Joey, Nadler from the time that Clinton was being impeached.
Right.
Oh, my God.
This is a coup
d'etat.
That's a coup.
Well, I will want to say one thing, and I mean, I don't mind. I'm just being fair. When President Obama got elected, and I'll continue to call him president regardless of what I might think about the man, the night that he got elected, the Senator McConnell got up and said that his primary mission for the next 4 years was to make sure they didn't get reelected. So, okay, there's got to be some give and take here. I think it's been a little bit more take on the Democratic side than it was on the Republican side, but we both beat up on one another pretty bad over the last 8 years or 12 years.
Well, if you hold a man or a woman accountable for the statements they've made during their campaign, I think Mitch McConnell was probably right by saying, we're not going to pass any of this stuff because, I mean, he's talking about, you know, the energy bill, the green bill or whatever it was, and then he came right out with health care that was atrocious. It was drafted in the middle of the night and passed without even anybody reading it. I mean, and so I can understand, but you never heard Mitch McConnell say on day one, we're going to get this guy and we're going to run him out of office. You didn't hear that.
No, what I did hear him say, though, and I believe you could find it, he said that his primary concern was making sure that he didn't get reelected.
Okay? Well, right. You're hitting on something important.
Regardless of the fact the guy was a bad president, and I agree with it. Okay, but right. To say that just provokes people, and that's what happened. It's just been progressively getting worse since then.
Well, it's why I've been saying now for a year or two, Tom, that the most pervasive, not the most terrible or the most evil, but the most pervasive form of bigotry in the country is partisanship. And bigotry being, you know, contempt prior to knowledge. And I think there is often just the constant game and struggle for power. And it'd be nice. The one thing that disturbs me, though, right now, Tom, is that what we have, and it's just come to this, is competing conspiracy theories. And what ends up being conspiracy fact, I guess we'll find out, hopefully. But I would rather we be at each other's throats over policy instead of you're in bed with so-and-so. No, you're in bed and you're corrupt. That's, I think, a road we're going down that is not a good one, even if the corruption is indeed true.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry. I appreciate all the time you've given me, and you guys have a great day.
You too, Tom. Thanks. Call anytime, pal.
And wish you well, too, everything you're going on. Go through. He does have a good perspective on all that. Keep that attitude up, Tom. More news and views after this very quick break. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business Internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition.
And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell. How you doing?
All right. Actually, you know, I hate it when I'm right.
Really?
Yeah, on some things. Because it's just like you're just screaming into the wind. But I came across an article, and here is the headline. It's a pretty in-depth article. 272-9228 if you folks want to get in. Here's the headline, Jack. The CDC botched its vaping investigation and helped spark a national panic, you think? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention finally identified a primary suspect in the wave of vaping-related lung illnesses and deaths. Examining lung tissue samples of patients hospitalized with vaping-related illnesses, CDC found 100% tested positive for vitamin E acetate.
Okay, well now tell me all about that.
It's often used to cut marijuana vaping oils, in particular black market.
Oh.
Which is what I said from the beginning. And yet we still have COB Mitt Romney up there going, well, they've got these flavors like unicorn poop and cotton candy. Those can only be for kids. We need to ban all of them. Good God.
So...
flavors are very popular.
100% of the people that
had
autopsies or whatever?
Yes. They sampled the lungs, 100% tested positive for vitamin E acetate. It's
now, would you get that from any non-black market?
I suspect no. That okay. All the branded... on the up and up, in compliance with regulations, they are not doing that. In fact, I think the vitamin E acetate is to add body to the liquid, so you can cut it a bit. So it is mostly illicit markets for THC vape. So this also goes into the idea that you have legal markets for THC vaping and cannabis in all sorts of states now, but you have places like Alabama where it's illegal, but I'm sure none of those illegal vapes are out there on the streets of Alabama, right, folks? Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what drives me nuts about any of our drug policy. We do it by moral panic and by, like, punishment prohibition mindset. obviously there are problems with young children doing these things, and big problems. I'm not going to deny that. But we can't keep treating adults like they are children and using the heavy hand of government to solve every problem. Sometimes it just makes the problem worse. But it's amazing that it took the CDC that long to come up with something that my gut said when this all started, yeah, that's probably illegal vape cartridges being sold in the black market. It's kind of like bathtub gin during alcohol prohibition. So, makes sense to me. Does it to you?
The real gin is hard enough on you.
I know.
I can't imagine what bootleg gin was like.
Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Gino.
Hey, Gino. How are you?
Gino, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Let me tell you about this elderly couple went to see the doctor together. Uh-huh. When he came out, he asked the doctor, says, is there anything that you've got that might help my wife up in bed, get her a little exciting? He said, well, I got some free samples. You can try them if you want to. They work, they don't, fine. There were two of these and a glass of milk in about 30 minutes. They're going to work it all. They work in 30 minutes. So he did that. There were two of them, the milk. She went to bed. He said, you think that's thinking. You know, I might not be able to keep up with her. So he takes four of them. And about 30 minutes, he goes to bed. That's why she woke up and says, I want a man. He woke up and said, me too.
Y'all
have a blessed day.
All right, thanks, Gino.
Gotta love Gino.
Where does he come up with it?
Consistently, he's always calling to just give us a joke. 272-9228. Do some views. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Papa B.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jack, Joey.
How you doing? I heard you yesterday on Dan's show just talking and talking and talking.
What do you think this is, a talk radio station?
I mean, really.
You know, for heaven's sakes, why can't you shut up, Papa B? I don't know, man. It's bad. It's really bad. It's that ADD. It gets to you, you know?
Well, your thoughts seemed organized, so I was rather impressed.
Well, I try to, think about what I'm going to say before I call.
If I remember correctly, you said, well, I'm not really wedded to that idea. And I thought that was you don't hear people saying that much anymore.
Wait, did him saying you're not really wedded to that idea overturn the furniture of your mind?
Something like that.
Okay. All right.
I thought I heard Senator McConnell in the studio. Is he still there?
I do declare. I've been hearing the people call me the jive turkey. I'm not a turkey. I have a chin.
You got a neck.
Ooh, how rude.
Well, I mean, that's what I wanted to ask you, first of all, is that the rumor is, and I want to hear it straight from you, are you in fact, and in all actuality, a turkey in a business suit, Senator McConnell?
Ooh, how rude, sir. How rude.
How dare you.
You know, Mitch McConnell was born in Alabama.
I know.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah, sure.
That does explain a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to go back to this Common Core thing that, we were talking about yesterday, I think on Dan's show. I don't think on Joey's show. But I went back and asked Mama D about it. Last night, because she was the one that really got the brunt of it, with my son,
mm-hmm.
and trying to have to relearn some kind of Japanese arithmetic. And what she told me is that what they were having to do is they would break apart a simple math problem and turn it into like five steps of how to do just a simple math problem. And, instead of going directly from, the problem to the answer.
Yeah, they're trying to teach them how base 10 works. Like, why do you have 10 digits, so to speak, single digits? And as opposed to, say, hexadecimal or binary number systems. But I don't know.
Whatever they're doing, it's not working. And, the grade, the scores, the SAT scores prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt now, that what they're doing does not work. So, they need to, at a minimum, go back to what was working. And so, I find it very frustrating when, a lot of folks in our state Board of Education there just won't listen to, you know, the concerns of people, and, you know, just want to barrel through something like this. I believe, like, you know, I was saying yesterday, I think it has to do with some money somewhere. Along the line, somebody is getting some money for something that's not working.
Oh, I'm sure, so, you know, Common Core, I think, was created so that, and this is what the argument that the people that founded it and, you know, instituted it, was that if you, for example, were a student in South Carolina and you transferred to Alabama, you would be on the same level with the same courses, and it was going to be a seamless, if you had to get displaced somewhere, it was going to be seamless. Well, that just that isn't the case at all.
And even if you do have the same standards across the nation, you know, what teachers, you know, what's the culture in general around education, there's going to be differences.
Well, I wanted to clarify this. You know, there are, I know, a lot of great folks that are teachers. And, you know, they care very deeply about the kids. You know, my mother was a teacher. She actually retired with the State Department in the early childhood area. And I can tell you that she approached her job with a missionary zeal, you know, helping kids. She'd come out of her own pocket, you know, for, you know, buying resources and supplies for kids that didn't have it. Things like that, you know. You just, that's the kind of person and people that we have in our education system. I understand that. But then on the flip side, my Mama D would go into the office and say, what the crap are y'all trying to do to my son with this, you know, Common Core math? It doesn't make any sense. And they would say, well, we're preparing them for college. You know, well, I'm a college graduate. My wife is a college graduate, you know. I can tell you right now, what they were teaching has nothing to do with preparing for college. It didn't then, it won't now. So, I don't know, man. You know, I hope that we've got enough politicians that themselves have been exposed to the mess of Common Core, especially Common Core math, that they will really consider striking down whatever it is that they're trying to pass.
Well,
go back to something that works.
Del Marsh is the president pro tem of the Senate. And basically in Alabama, the lieutenant governor has no power anymore, and all the power is vested in the president's pro tem of the Senate. He likes Common Core. Bob Riley likes Common Core. They're very close, you know, in philosophy and in you know, issues and even probably business matters. But in fact, the Republican Party of Alabama at one of its quarterly meetings voted a couple of years ago to end Common Core in Alabama. And it was like 387 to like 2. And you know what? The Republican Party, the Republican state reps and senators never listened to them. Now, I know there are a lot of them are a bunch of kooks. But they are the backbone of the party. They're the structure of the state party, and at least they should have been given a fair hearing. They should have, you know, at least debated it in committee and draft a bill, and if it didn't pass, it didn't pass. But Del Marsh has dug his heels in. Interesting, when he was thinking about running for the Senate for session seat several months ago, probably even a year ago, one of the things he said he wanted to do was end Common Core. And everybody just started laughing because he's the only reason we still have Common Core in Alabama. And, you know, if he's real sincere about it, then as a president pro tem of the Senate, maybe next session he ought to introduce a bill to, you know, to outlaw Common Core in Alabama. We'll see what happens. But
do you think it might be, and I mean, I'm just speculating, that some Washington group has, you know, allotted money, then they dangle it in front of states like Alabama. Well, if you go with Common Core, you're going to get this, you know, money or that.
Oh, yeah,
money.
That happens a lot.
That's, I think, the exact concern of a lot of these folks. They're thinking in terms of grants and extra money.
Well,
the U.S. Chamber of Commerce came out for Common Core. They embraced it. And they're business people from all over the country, but they're always a little bit left of center. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they being a business association, you would find that hard to believe, but it is. They, you know, they are big establishment people. So,
but Papa B, we gotta run here.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Call back again. We do have to hit this break. 272-9228 if you want to call in like Papa B just did. 272-9228 is part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins, Jack. Are you?
Yes, I'm thinking everything from windshield wipers to monthly maintenance. They got it all.
I love the monthly maintenance program. They call it their monthly checklist program. You can take your vehicle into Jenkins Tire and Automotive each month, and they help make sure your vehicle's operating correctly and running smoothly. You can also raise the hood and not be intimidated by following a few simple recommendations the folks over at Jenkins Tire and Automotive will give you for your own owner maintenance. I love that program because it's just staying on top of things, but the technicians over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are all ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. And with brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, so many tire brands, they know you'll have your pick of whatever it is you'd like for your vehicle. They have built up a great family atmosphere and incredible reputation with other businesses here in the River region. So check them out today. They're at 38 East Jefferson Street downtown, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station, 38 East Jefferson Street in downtown Montgomery. You can also give Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call, 265-0792, 265-0792, or visit them on the web. You can make an appointment on the web, jenkinstireandauto.com. Also, if you have an outdoor vehicle, they have a service truck that will come to you. So if you need that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, that tractor service, you don't have to lug it into town. Jenkins Tire and Automotive will visit you. Again, that number for Jenkins Tire and Automotive is 265-0792, 265-0792. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. You won't be disappointed, folks. In fact, you'll be thinking Jenkins as soon as you get there. And as soon as you leave, because you'd be like, man, this car sounds great. It's running so well, and it was at a great price. That's what they do over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. More News and Views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years. and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend is still intact. That's good news, but weather changes are on the way. Today, a good bit of sunshine, warmer, high 67. Tonight, partly cloudy. I think we stay dry overnight, low 44. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. Temperatures in the low 60s for a high. Also, low 60s on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe an isolated shower on Saturday, but some spotty showers could pop up on Sunday as well. Better rain chances holding off till Monday night into Tuesday as the next important front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Some kind of snafu just then.
Huh? What are you talking about? I want to say hello very quickly. Hello, Seth Spotlow.
Hey, man. Thanks.
Thank you for bringing up here, Seth Lowe.
I brought Boss Man a birthday gift.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool, man.
When's your birthday?
In February, day after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
15th.
Woo!
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you stopping by and giving me a gift. He got me a dream catcher, folks.
Yeah, handmade.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Enjoy. I heard you had nightmares.
No, not really. I can't really talk.
He will now.
I can't really talk about my dreams on air, to be honest.
Well, that's good.
It's not allowed.
Better than the bad ones.
Yeah, it's not allowed. But I appreciate that. We're going to go to the phones here.
Sure thing, man. Thank you very much.
Have a good one, man. AJ.
You don't have to leave.
I got to go, man.
Okay.
AJ, welcome to the show. See you, sir.
Hey, Joey. How you doing, Joey? Jack, glad you're there, sir.
Thanks, sir.
That last caller was Papa B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Papa B? Man, you didn't hit one nail on the head. You hit about five nails on the head, brother. Let me tell you something. That Common Core ought to have another C added to it. You know what that is? Common Core crap cola, okay? that's just what it is. Look, had a meeting about 4 to 5 years ago on this Common Core crap, Joe and Brother Jack, at my church. We started the meeting at about 5:30, had about 10 educators there, about 50, 60 people at the church. We watched about a 45-minute clip. Started at 5:30, got out at about 10 that night. Man, let me tell you something. I was, not just me, we were steaming. They showed this clip, just like Papa B said, where they had a young man and a young lady, fourth and the fifth grade. They were in tears trying to do a 30-second math problem. Took them 5 to 10 minutes in tears, all right? Now, there's some, Joey, you got the time to research this because this is your job, all right?
Yeah.
Even Obama's educators who loved President Obama and worshiped him told him that this was a complete freaking chaos. And Bill Gates was tied to this too with getting all the software out and all this stuff if the nation was going to turn to this crap, okay? That stuff had 360s written all over it. We got out at 10 o'clock that night, Jack. Gosh almighty. 5 hours. The clip, if I could get a hold of Councilman Green to hear that clip, there was literally kids crying trying to do that garbage, man. All right? It was a money scheme behind it. And Obama's guys who love him told him that it was a bunch of crap. Now, Del Marsh, Bob Riley, who always got gray hair following him, you need to do your homework. I don't care what your position is. You understand?
Right.
To fight on that. And I'm going to tell you, Jack, you said it. I could not believe, after sitting there 5 hours, the first thing I asked when it was my turn to ask a question, I could not believe that our politicians was that stupid after watching this clip and discussing that crap for 5 hours. I could not believe, man, I'm a fisherman. Brother, you could have caught them with a fake anything if they fell for that Common Core crap. It is terrible, man. It's got 360 behind it. So Papa B hit the nail on the head. And Joey, I don't know who you had on this morning. He sounded like Jim Jordan's cousin. I need to know his name, son, because that's called passion, man.
I played Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was great,
That dude right there is on my good list, man. Because, hey, play with him if you want. And Jack knows this. Be naive with him if you want to. Do you really think a person that can murder a baby on the 8th month and 29th day wants to drink cocoa and tea with you? They don't care about that crap, man. They will slit their mother's throat to push that agenda. Period.
I know, and I just don't understand it. I mean, somebody's making money.
But, hey, Jack, listen to me. You've been in this business a lot longer than I was about to. Listen to me, man. Can you say this was scary. Look, it's one thing to believe in something, but when you fall for crapola and you're that gullible and that naive because you hate a man, that's insanity. And that does not mean that President Trump is perfect. Trust me.
Right.
I wish he'd go stealth sometime too, brother. He don't know how to go stealth. And if anybody's telling him to go stealth, which I thought General Kelly was, he ain't listening. He needs to go. He wants to drive the media crazy. Quit tweeting for about 2 weeks and they'll lose their freaking mind.
Now, I want to send the president hey, Mr. President, get a subscription to Disney Plus. Watch some Darkwing Duck. Something and you can wrong. Be like super stealth with that.
Joe, if he's a type, listen to me, and you can see that he won't listen, that might be his downfall.
Yeah.
He better shut his mouth sometime, man.
Yeah, hubris can be many a person's downfall. I appreciate the call, AJ. That's a good one.
Thanks, AJ.
And very quickly,
he's an enthusiastic fella.
Yes, he is. Very, very passionate. Captain John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How's it going, man?
It's going great. I know time's a little short. I just want to say this, though. I'm 61 years old. I'm a Republican. And, you know, if the gas lines are really short at the gas station, there's not a mushroom cloud out in the distance. I know everything's pretty much okay, and I really don't follow politics that much. It's not good for you. However, I will say this. 4 hours ago, President Trump tweeted, if the Democrats are going to impeach me, do it now so we can get back to working for the American people. And I think he is, like, opening his Christmas presents before Christmas. He's just waiting on this. I've got my popcorn ready. I'm sitting. I'm waiting. I'm going to do my DVR. I'm going to record every single word of it when it starts, because this is going to be a show that's going to get him reelected. That's my prediction.
Well, Joey said it for days or weeks now that this is a total bad strategic error on the Democrats' part. We all know it's not. And I have been around a long time. I mean, I'll be 64 next week, and, you know, I'm an OB. And the thing that I am so impressed about is that the Republicans up to this point have been in lockstep, and nobody has wavered, and I am so proud of that. Because in the past, there would always be a defector, this party is very unified right now, and it needs to be. Because this is a total S show.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, the Republicans have a history of not being unified when they've had the chance several times over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
When they've held the majority, I mean, it's like I cuss them so much. But this time, they're hanging together, and I can't wait. I'll let you guys go. Thank you for a great show.
Thank you, Captain John.
Right.
Thank you, Captain John. Now, have you ever seen this thing?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
You like movies about gladiators?
You ever been in a men's locker room?
Have you seen this thing where Ric Flair, the nature boy Ric Flair, he'll do like these birthday shout-outs to folks? Uh-huh. Nobody got one for me this year, but we need the Republicans to like hire Ric Flair to cut another promo against the Democrats. I think that'd be a great strategy. Just hire Ric Flair to give the closing
arguments. I don't know Ric Flair. I need to look him up.
You don't know Ric Flair?
Well, maybe
the nature boy?
If I saw him, I would probably know.
Oh, my goodness, Jack. I thought we could be friends.
Well, there's a generational thing there, Joey.
Ric Flair goes back to, like, he was big in the 80s.
Well, I was big every decade.
Well, here's a sample of Ric Flair right here, Jack. Ric Flair just gets, he's known for these ridiculous promos he would do and these talks. Let's listen in. He's pumping people up here.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing.
Say it, Rick.
Diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Talking about his alligator shoes. God. Yeah, let's just bring it in, make it over the top. This is a fight worth having. There's a reason the White House wants this Senate trial, wants this argument, because I think they have the argument on their side and the facts on their side, Jack.
Hey, y'all need to tune in tomorrow because it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to be a Frivolous
it's
Friday.
It's Frivolous Friday, and we're going to talk about anything you want to talk about.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I mean, we'll even let Papa B call and talk about damn Common Core.